Christ is risen. Every year on the 3rd of May, that is today, Holy Mother Church celebrates the feast of Saint Philip the Apostle. He is one of seven of the 12 apostles buried in Rome. He's buried at the Dodici Apostoli along with Saint James, the lesser known James of the 12 apostles. You know, we don't often talk about Saint Philip the Apostle. I mean, really, when was the last time you heard a sermon on Saint Philip? Can you name three things about Saint Philip? Saint John the Apostle was inspired to tell us a lot about St. Philip in his gospel. St. Philip is from Bethsaida in Galilee, which is in the north, and Bethsaida is on the north shore of the Sea of Galilee. It's the same hometown as Andrew and Peter. St. Philip is the third of the 12 apostles called after St. Andrew and St. Peter. St. Andrew is the protoclete, the first called. Andrew was a disciple of St. John the Baptist who inspired Andrew to follow Jesus. Andrew, after discovering Jesus, went and told his blood brother Peter to meet Jesus. And while Andrew and Peter both come to Jesus on their own, the Bible says that Jesus deliberately went looking for Philip in Bethsaida. When Jesus found Philip, he said, "Follow me." And Philip did. Immediately. We can think of moments in our own spiritual life, moments where we seemingly take the initiative to come to Jesus, like Andrew and Peter. And then there are other moments in the spiritual life when the Lord deliberately, intentionally goes looking for us, and you're not expecting it. And the Lord says, "I need you to do this. Come and follow me." After Philip was called by the Lord, the first thing Philip did was go and find St. Bartholomew, who is called Nathanael in St. John's Gospel. And Philip says, "Bart, you gotta meet this guy. We found him, who Moses and the prophets wrote about, Jesus of Nazareth." And Bartholomew says, "I mean, really, can anything good come out of Nazareth?" And Philip said, "Come and see." This is the first of the three times that Philip speaks in the Bible. We see immediately that Philip brings people to Jesus. In St. John's Gospel, chapter 12, when Jesus and the apostles are going up to Jerusalem for the Feast of Passover, some Greeks approach Philip and say, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." And Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. So you see, St. Philip must be very approachable. Of all the 12 apostles, he was the one that the Greeks felt would be easiest to talk to. You see, St. Philip has a special charism for bringing people to Jesus. Who do we bring to Jesus? Who in your life has brought you to Jesus? Like St. Philip. The next time that St. Philip speaks is at the feeding of the 5,000. You know the story about the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Jesus asks Philip directly. He says, "Philip, now how are we going to get enough bread to feed this great crowd?" And Philip immediately goes in his mathematical calculator brain. He goes, "Beep, beep, beep, beep. Okay, 5,000 people, 200 days wages, not enough." That's what he says. He says 200 days' wages would not be enough for each of them to have a little. It's the second time he speaks. He's the mathematical type. He is the patron saint of those who look for natural human solutions instead of spiritual solutions. He should have said, well, Jesus, why don't you feed them? You're the bread of life. The final time that Philip speaks is in today's gospel. Today's gospel is always, always, always read on his feast day on May the 3rd. The context of today's gospel is in the upper room. It's Holy Thursday night. It's the night of the Last Supper. And Jesus is giving his valedictorian speech to the apostles. In the midst of the speech, some of the apostles interrupt Jesus. Thomas interrupts him today. And Philip interrupts him today. And he says, show us the Father. That will be enough for us. The third time that he speaks, show us the Father. Show us the Father. That's all we want. Now, you would have thought that Jesus would be delighted with this response. Don't you think this is a pretty inspirational response? Show us the Father. Wow. However, it doesn't seem that Jesus is too happy with this response, because Jesus says, and this is how I envision it, it's just only my interpretation, that Jesus replies and he goes, oh, Philip, really? Have I been with you for so long a time and still you do not know me? Really? 3 years, Philip. 3 years. What's up? 3 years. And you still don't know me? Sometimes I'm like this too. Maybe you are. Still, after being a priest 29 years, still, I can imagine Jesus saying that to me. Still, Monsignor Cook, still, you do not know me? There was the famous letter, you know, the Varanasi letter that Mother Teresa wrote to the missionaries of charity back on the Feast of the Annunciation. It was the 25th of March, 1993. And she wrote, she says, I worry that some of you, she's talking only to nuns. She says, I worry that some of you have not yet met Jesus. You and Jesus alone. Do you really know the living Lord Jesus, the risen Lord Jesus, not from books, but from being with him in your heart? You know, sometimes we too still do not know Jesus. Jesus says to Philip, whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you possibly say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Jesus is the icon of the Father. He's the perfect picture of the Father. That's why in the traditional Latin Mass, when the Our Father is not sung, when the Our Father is recited, the rubrics of the Mass instruct the priest to look directly at the host as he prays the Our Father. This is not optional. As the priest says the Our Father, he must look intently at the Lord's real and risen body and blood. Why? Because whoever has seen Jesus has seen the Father. The Son is in the Father, and the Father is in the Son. Jesus says, the Father and I are one. So when I pray the Our Father, I look at Jesus, and I'm looking at the Father. Show us the Father. Philip's last words in the Bible. Isn't St. Philip a powerful saint? Wouldn't he be a great confirmation name? 47 people were confirmed by Bishop Barron almost 2 weeks ago, and not a single person chose Philip. Well, maybe this will inspire you to pick Philip as your confirmation name. What a great saint. Now, if you want to make things really confusing this morning, did you notice that there was another Philip mentioned in this morning's first reading from the Acts of the Apostles? This Philip is not Philip the Apostle. This Philip is Philip the Deacon. The first reading today, the apostles, the bishops, including Saint Philip the Apostle, lay hands on seven men. I don't know if you counted them. There were seven men, the perfect number. Saint Stephen is the most famous and the first of these seven deacons. He, of course, is the first Christian martyr. But the second most famous is Deacon Philip. It says in the first reading that deacons are called to serve first the material needs of the community, but then we can see that the deacon starts to take on more responsibilities. Deacon Philip is called an evangelist in the Bible. That's in Acts 21:8. An evangelist is somebody who preaches the gospel, literally the good news. Deacon Philip is sent to Samaria, which is, you know, the region north of Jerusalem, south of Galilee, to preach the good news of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Many people, the Bible says, believe Deacon Philip. Maybe because the woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, an evangelist herself, planted a lot of seeds of faith in that region. For whatever reason, Deacon Philip's success is large, and he baptizes several men and women. And then the angel of the Lord tells Deacon Philip to get up and go south toward the Gaza Strip. And so he goes toward the Gaza Strip, which is on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. And Deacon Philip encounters an Ethiopian eunuch who is reading chapter 53 of the prophet Isaiah about Jesus, the suffering servant. And Deacon Philip explains that the suffering servant in Isaiah refers to Jesus. And then the Ethiopian eunuch wants to be baptized, and Deacon Philip baptizes him. Then the Spirit whisks Deacon Philip away and sends him to Azotus. There's a fun name. It's 20 miles north of Gaza on the coast of the Mediterranean Sea. And after a short time there, the Holy Spirit inspires Deacon Philip to go 55 miles north to Caesarea, which is the Roman capital of the Holy Land, where Deacon Philip stayed for many years. And that's where the Bible says St. Paul stayed, at Deacon Philip's house on his way to Jerusalem. You can see from Deacon Philip's story how obedient he was to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. He goes wherever the Holy Spirit wants him to go. Are we so obedient to the Holy Spirit? And we see, of course, clearly the vocation of the deacon to evangelize and to baptize. In exactly 20 days, God willing, our seminarian, Gabriel Rashavi, will be ordained a deacon by Bishop Barron. 20 days from today. His ordination will take place in exactly the same way as the apostles ordained the first seven deacons in the history of the church in today's first reading, by the laying on of hands. Bishop Barron, a successor to Saint Philip and the 12 apostles, will lay hands on Gabriel's head, ordaining him a deacon forever. We're going to have to get used to calling him Deacon Rashavi pretty soon. Deacon Rashavi's vocation will be exactly the same as Deacon Philip's: to evangelize, to preach the good news by his words and actions that Jesus Christ is truly risen from the dead, and to baptize. For preaching the gospel leads to baptism. I have three baptisms this weekend alone. Soon and very soon you'll be able to help me. And we don't know yet where you will be assigned by the bishop. Owatonna, Austin, Albert Lee, Worthington, Rochester, Winona, Samaria, Gaza, Azotus, Caesarea. Who knows? I pray that you'll be attentive to the Holy Spirit, as Deacon Philip was, and as obedient to the Holy Spirit, as Deacon Philip was. And like the apostle, Saint Philip, whose feast day we celebrate today, we pray that you will continue to bring people to Jesus. They want to see Jesus. Show them the face of the Father. Show them the face of the Father. That's what we really want. To see the Father. To know the Father. And the only way to the Father is Jesus. Amen.